It's time for Prospector's Briefs. Prospector's News Briefs. Thank God. On Rock 107.
Lego released a Friends playset to celebrate the show's 25th anniversary. The Courtney Cox figure is almost as plastic as Courtney Cox. Yesterday was National Middle Child Day in honor of middle children everywhere. It was completely ignored. Dallas Cowboy quarterback Dak Prescott turned down Jerry Jones' contract offer of $30 million a year. He's demanding $40 million when Prescott said no to the first offer. Jones' draw dropped so far down, he now needs a new facelift.
We said it would be brief, just like Prospector's tenure in college. Tune in same time tomorrow for more of Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107. Social media gave everyone a voice. Wouldn't it be better if some people had laryngitis? It's the wisdom of Twitter. The most amazing tweets of the week on Rock 107.
MathWiz25 tweets, to my calculation, if I save $38 each week, I can have a million within 3 years. Sounds like a plan to me. At I Am Malaya, a person who loves you will never kick you when you're down or pour salad on your wounds. And at Not a Rocker says, Kurt Cobain, he's that guy from Glee, right?
The wisdom of Twitter.
Jay Knows It All tweets, people out buying video games but don't know all five people on Mount Rushmore. Okay. At Not Quite an English Professor says, don't you wish your Y-O-U apostrophe R-E girlfriend was grammatically correct like me? And at Geography Buff, Chicago is the coolest state.
The wisdom of Twitter.
At Flunked Sex Ed asks, can sex be good without an organism? User Almost There tweets, I hate when people say I got carpet tunnel. No, idiots, it's carpool tunnel syndrome. And at Legal Eagle asks, what the hell is an affidavit? The dumbest people tweeting the dumbest things. The wisdom of Twitter. I'm Rock 107. It went months longer than I thought. Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector. Quite frankly, I'm upset that I even know who these people are. But Miley Cyrus's marriage to Liam Hemsworth lasted only 8 months. Now, don't let that bad example sour you on tying the knot. Here's the top reasons you should get married. Testicles can't get caught in a zipper if they no longer exist. If you're a man, you never have to make your own decisions ever again. Marriage means weddings. Weddings mean cake. Reasons you should get married. You hate a lot of people in your life, and what better way to get revenge than making them go to a wedding? You could really use a set of fine china. You won't die alone. You'll die with someone telling you all the things that are wrong with you. Top reasons you should get married. In 5 years, you'll have a great divorce story. You can finally let that gym membership lapse and use the extra money to buy more muffins. And really, the top reason to get married, weddings are a great place to hook up.
Prospector can be a little hot-headed. Sometimes he can be selfish. He labors to get through most social interactions.
Sometimes you can be kind of a jerk.
Today, he asked the question, am I a jerk? On Rock 107.
Am I a jerk? Let me tell you what happened. Last month, during Peach Fest, I'm heading up to the mountain to take in some of the show. I've got the Rock 107 van driving up Montage Mountain Road, and I see some people walking up that path on the mountain. There's about five of them. One of them's got the thumb out. They're doing a little hitchhiking, and they're waving me down when they see the Rock 107 van. Now, I don't know exactly what they want, so I slow down to a crawl, roll the window down, and I say, what's up? One of the guys says, hey, man, can you give us a ride? I say, sorry, the van's loaded with equipment. I can't help you. And I drive off. Now they're yelling and screaming at me, and it got me wondering, am I a jerk? What do you think? Checking in with Joe on Facebook.com/angryprospector. He says, you're not a jerk. You're something that starts with a D. Always room to lend a hand, and I'm sure you've needed a ride in the past. Laura says, no. No room is no room. You're not a jerk here. What do you think? Am I a jerk? Rock 107.
About being a jerk?
Yeah, what do you think?
Nah, you're not a jerk. Hitchhiking's illegal in PA, and you're in a marked company vehicle.
So you never know. Two bad things there, right?
Exactly.
Rock 107, am I a jerk?
Yeah, this is Brian from Wanamee. Hey, you're not a jerk, but I'll tell you something. 30, 40 years ago, I heard a friend that lived in my town picked up hitchhikers, and a girl in the back seat stabbed him in the neck.
Did that happen, really?
Yeah. Even if you picked them up, you're too busy driving, keeping your focus on the road. They could do anything and rob your equipment and dump you off in a place. So I don't think you're a jerk at all.
Don't take the risk. You're not a jerk. Yeah, Mike says you can't trust people. They could have robbed you. You're not a jerk. Karen says if the van was indeed loaded, then no, you're not a jerk. But otherwise, you could be. If you're lying like you did last week about that cooler, am I a jerk, and you told the guy you didn't know or didn't see his cooler, then in this case, you'd be a jerk too. Wow. Karen with a little callback to last week's am I a jerk. But I'm not lying. The van was loaded with equipment. Nancy says, yeah, you're a jerk. And Kay, no, it's your vehicle, or not your vehicle, rather. You shouldn't be offering rides in it. Am I a jerk?
Prospector.
Yes, sir.
You're not a jerk on this one.
Not a jerk. Okay, you would have done the same thing.
Well, I'm sure with company policy, you're not allowed to pick them up anyway.
Prospector.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't make you a jerk.
Not a jerk on this one.
First of all, you're in a company vehicle for insurance purposes. Think about it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, what if something happens? Plus, like you said, you have the thing full of equipment. You're not a jerk on this one.
I'm feeling better about this. In the question today of am I a jerk for slowing down and talking to but not picking up hitchhikers on the way up Montage Mountain Road to get to a show when I had the Rock 107 van? The answer is, according to Northeast PA, no, I am not a jerk.
Rock 107.
They're always in the way.
Oh.
So uncomfortable. Until now. Introducing detachable NADS. They're on-the-go NADS. After a simple surgical procedure, you'll know the total comfort and freedom of on-the-go NADS. Take them off when not needed, then simply reattach when you do. Just make sure you don't lose them.
Honey, I'm gonna go hang out with the guys. Have you seen my on-the-go NADS?
No. I haven't seen them in weeks. Did you check your sock drawer?
Oh, where are they?
Yeah, he loses everything.
Thought I left them on my wallet.
I hope he never finds them.
On the go, NADS. Get yours today. Well, you have them, but get them to go today.
What's a yambag? A fool, an idiot, a blockhead, a dunce, or an ignoramus. You know, a dullard, simpleton, or a clot, nitwit, dipstick, pea brain, mouth breather, or cretin. It's time to decide the yambag of the day on Rock 107.
It's now time to announce the winner of Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day, as decided by you at rock107.com.
Nominee number one.
Cops in Germany tracked down a 32-year-old guy yesterday who failed to show up to serve an 11-month prison sentence, and then he tried to run. Jumped off a balcony, but apparently he didn't look before he left, because he landed directly on a wasp nest. The wasps continued stinging him while he ran out into the street. Cops tried to arrest him, but they started to get stung too, so he slipped away. The wasps, though, they followed him, and they kept attacking, so his only choice was to jump into a nearby pool. Police closed in and took him to jail. Now he could be facing additional charges for fleeing from police.
Nominee number two.
By the time you hit your late 30s, you're supposed to have realized the world doesn't care about you. This woman apparently missed that lesson. There's a 37-year-old woman named Carla Bellucci in England, and she says she wants to get a butt lift because, quote, I need it for my mental health. But she can't afford it, so she went to the government to try to get them to cover it, but they refused, mostly because she once scammed them into paying for an $8,500 nose job by faking depression. Carla thinks that's unfair, quote, they definitely won't pay for it this time. I don't know why transgenders get operations left, right, and center, but they will not pay for my butt lift. End quote. So she decided to raise the money herself. $7,200 for the operation. She did it on a crowdfunding site. After 2 days, she's raised a massive $14.50.
Nominee number three.
It's never a good idea to lie to the cops, especially a big one. A Spanish driver reported to police that he'd been abducted, made to hand over all his earnings, and forced into taking drugs in a sex club. The man was working as a driver for a ride hailing service. He told police in July that a passenger threatened him with a knife and ordered him to drive to a brothel where he was made to take the drugs. Once he'd spent all the money he'd made that night, the man claimed the customer made him drive to a friend's house to sell his motorbike in order to continue spending money on drugs and having sexual relations with the women at the club. But the abduction didn't finish there. According to the driver, he was forced into a taxi that drove him and his alleged kidnapper to a garage where he was held for several hours. Police investigated and determined the kidnapping was fake, the kidnapper was the man's friend, and the entire story was concocted to cover up a wild night of partying. And in a close contest, the winner is the woman who is trying to crowdfund a butt lift for her mental health. You, ma'am, are the Yam Bag of the Day, and we'll move on to Friday's Yam Bag of the Week competition. Tune in Wednesday morning for more nominees for Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day on Rock 107. 9 to 5, no repeat workday. Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector, and before I go, I need to make amends. I need to apologize to those that I offended this morning. Sometimes my big mouth gets me in trouble. In this day and age of instant outrage and social media organized boycotts, I cannot afford to let resentments fester. So here goes. I apologize for saying Lucky Charms is now selling bags of just marshmallows, and they've added a new shape in addition to the pink hearts, blue moons, yellow stars, and green clovers. They've added beige insulin pumps. I'm sorry for saying the Tonight Show will air episodes after Sunday Night Football. It's a chance to pair sports with comedy, or if the Giants are on, comedy with more comedy. And finally, I apologize for saying a venomous snake escaped the Bronx Zoo. If you see the snake, approach it with caution. It rattles easily. I'm truly sorry for any hurt or confusion my words or actions may have caused. I'll strive to do better on Wednesday morning. Miss any of the show? Check out Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast on your mobile device. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Neil Trama up next with the 10 at 10 from 1981 on Rock 107. Thanks for listening to Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app powered by Vape Dragons, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospector's Prime Cuts.